Today on Bold Steps, Mark Job explains how to get into the gratitude zone.
What happens when you start saying, hey, I may not like this, but I thank God for that in their life, and you start viewing people and your relationships and your coworkers and people around you, and the first thing that you see is the good and not the bad. How does that start changing your attitude? It's hard to be mad at someone that you're thankful for. And so the Apostle Paul says, and I want you to be thankful.
And welcome to Bold Steps with Mark Job, president of Moody Bible Institute and the senior pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago, Wayne Shepherd. We talk about being in the zone. That can happen spiritually too, can it, Mark?
It really can. Michael Jordan would talk about being in the zone, and a lot of athletes, it's that place where that space where you're playing at a level that is just uncanny.
It's a mental state.
It's a mental state. It's the zone. And I believe that believers are most in the zone when they embrace an attitude of thanksgiving. It changes our perspective. It allows us to live like God wants us to live.
An appropriate message for this Thanksgiving time, Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. Here's Mark Job.
Athletes talk about when they're really into a game and they're really doing well, they get to a place where it seems like everything is in sync. Michael Jordan used to talk about playing in the zone, where it seemed like every time he shot, it was a swish. He'd stick his tongue out of the side of his mouth. He'd jump. It seems like people were catching the pass. It seems like everybody was flowing together. And it seemed like when he was in the zone, he was just utterly unstoppable. He was focused. He was in sync with his team. It seemed like nothing that they would do. They threw the ball. Someone would always catch it. There was layups. I mean, it seemed like, hey, this is impossible to stop. And athletes say, I was in the zone. And then other times it seemed like, hey, nothing that he, everything was amiss. And athletes, I'm out of the zone. And I believe that it's not only true for athletes. I believe that there's a zone in Christianity, in your life, in my life, that sometimes we live in and are called to live in, and sometimes we don't live in the zone that God has called us to live in. Sometimes we live out of the zone. And I'm talking to you today about a zone that I would call the gratitude zone or the thanksgiving zone. You know, it's not just Christians. They have done extensive research on the power of gratitude. One fellow that's done a lot of research, he's a psychologist at the University of California. His name is Robert Emmons. And he's done extensive research, not a Christian that I know of, but done extensive research on the impact of gratitude on our personality, on our relationships, and on our health. And I want to just point out a little bit of what happens when we embrace an attitude of gratitude. A couple of things. For example, Dr. Evans has done dozens of studies, and they found that gratitude can improve your well-being. It can even help people curb their depression or their anxiety. It even has proven to have medical effects on our body, like reducing cholesterol. That the fact that you are operating in gratitude can actually reduce your cholesterol levels. Because oftentimes cholesterol has to do with stress and anxiety. And you get better sleep as well. In other words, what they've discovered is that you function best when your life is oiled with the oil of gratitude. Grateful people engage in more exercise, studies have shown. They have better dietary behaviors. They are less likely to smoke and less likely to abuse alcohol. Emmons says, when you look at personality traits or virtues that correlate most strongly with people's happiness, gratitude is always up there within the top three, if not the top one. Are you tracking with me? In other words, happy people are grateful people. People that embrace happiness are people that have actually learned the habit of gratitude. Now, Emmons also says something that's very biblical. We could have read this out of the Bible. In fact, I've taught a series called Gratitude is a Choice. And it's helpful to remember, he says, that it's really not about feelings. Gratitude is a choice. We can choose to be grateful even when our emotions are steeped in hurt, or we would prefer our current life circumstances to be different. In other words, what psychologists have studied and researched is what the Bible has been saying for 2,000 years. And it's this. Many people believe that happiness is a result of better circumstances. And so they wait for happiness to come so they can be grateful. Are you tracking with me? My circumstances are bad, so I'm unhappy, and therefore I'm ungrateful, is how we think. And so some people, many people in this auditorium perhaps, you say, well, I'm not very grateful because my circumstances are terrible. I'm waiting for my circumstances to change because then I'll be happier, and when I'm happier, then I'll be grateful. But you have it all mixed up because it doesn't work that way. Some of your circumstances may never change. The way it works is this. Regardless of my circumstances, I choose to be grateful. And as I embrace an attitude of gratitude, then I start becoming happy, even if my circumstances stay the same. Because in one, you're a victim. In other, you're making choices. I believe that the Bible tells us this very thing. For example, in 1 Thessalonians, which is one of my favorite verses because it's so short but yet so powerful. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, it says, in everything, give thanks. In what? Boy, everything doesn't give a lot of wiggle room, does it? In what give thanks? In everything give thanks. Why? For this is God's will in Christ Jesus concerning you. I get this question asked to me all the time. Pastor, what is God's will for my life? I'm just wondering, should I stay here? Should I move to Texas? Should I move to California? Oh, what's God's will? Someone else asked me, I don't know. Is it boyfriend number one, boyfriend number two, boyfriend number three? I just don't know. I wish I could figure it out. Which one should I pursue or go after or marry? I'm just wondering, what is God's will for my life? Well, let me tell you today, I know God's will for your life. I don't have to pray about it. I already know God's will. Let me tell you what God's will for your life is today. The Bible says, in everything, give thanks, for this is God's will in Christ Jesus concerning you. So I know that whether it's boyfriend number one or two or three, I know that God's will today for you, regardless of your circumstances being good or bad, God's will today is that you would embrace an attitude of gratitude regardless of the circumstances that you have. I'm preaching to myself today. I don't know, but I'm enjoying it. I'm getting something out of it. No one else may be, but I'm getting something out of this attitude of gratitude. So I want you to look at Colossians chapter 3. And in Colossians chapter 3, we have some verses that really three times they mention gratitude in two verses. And out of this passage, we discover that gratitude affects our relationships, gratitude affects our mindset, and gratitude also affects the focus that we have on our purpose. So I want you to see the effects of gratitude. I believe there are some of you here today, because you have not lived in the gratitude zone that you are suffering spiritually, mentally, and physically. Because if you're not in the gratitude zone, you're in the complaining or self-pity zone. If you're not in the gratitude zone, you're in the negativity zone. If you're not in the gratitude zone, you're in the woe is me, life is tough, I wish I were in better circumstances zone. And so I believe that it's God's will for you today to step from the line of complaining or self-pity or criticism or negativity into a zone that's full of thanksgiving and praise called the attitude zone. And some of you, at the end of this service, before you leave these doors, you're going to make a choice about this week. And you're going to choose. You're going to realize, I have been living in the wrong zone. And before I leave this service, I am choosing to cross the line and do something that is unnatural for me, that I don't typically do, but that can alter my perspective and my joy and my heart radically if I choose to step into this thing called the gratitude zone. So, Colossians chapter 3, beginning in verse 15, it says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do it all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." All right, so you ready to take some notes here? Number one, write this down. The gratitude zone helps you keep peace in your relationships.
You're listening to Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. And Mark, it is a Friday, but we're going to be here over the weekend with another edition of this program.
That's right. So this weekend on Bold Steps Weekend, which is our program that airs specifically on the weekend, different than our regular Monday through Friday programming.
Different message. Yep.
It's a different message. It's in a series entitled Fully Devoted. And this message is called Do You See It Yet? Out of 2 Kings. Let me just give you a preview. Sometimes we're in the middle of a struggle, a battle, and we don't see the solution that God is providing. And this is an incredible, powerful, powerful message for those of you that are in the middle of a battle and don't see the solution yet. Do you see it yet?
Hey, Thanksgiving's in the past. That hardly seems possible for this year, but you know what happens after Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah? After Thanksgiving is a massive Christmas celebration.
And we have Candlelight Carols, the annual program at the Moody Bible Institute, coming up a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, and if you've never watched the Candlelight Carols or experienced it, we have an opportunity for you, especially this year, to experience it no matter where you live in the country or in the world,
it's
really.
It's exciting. It really is.
Because this will be an online Candlelight Carol experience. It's put on by our music department at the Moody Bible Institute, and it is just a phenomenal way to start your Christmas celebration time. And anybody can join by going to candlelightcarols.org.
And there's no cost, no obligation to watch.
No cost, no obligation. Free to anybody that wants to start out their Christmas season by focusing on the message and on the Savior, King Jesus.
Great time of worship. candlelightcarols.org. All right. More from Mark Jobe's message now on Bold Steps.
Peace in your relationships. You may say, well, Pastor, what does peace in my relationships have to do with gratitude in my heart? Well, I want you to notice that Colossians, written by the Apostle Paul to the church in Colossae, these were people that were trying to leave their old lifestyle behind and embrace a new lifestyle. And Paul spends a lot of time in Colossians chapter 3 telling them to take off the old and put on the new. You are not who you used to be. You're a new person. Stop acting like the old person. Take on the new person. You are not the old. Put on the new. You have a new identity. You have a new future. You have a new call. Take off the old. Put on the new. And in that context, he talks to them about gratitude. So he tells them, when it comes to relationships, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. Now, that's an interesting phrase. If you look at the Greek of that, it could almost be translated, let the peace be a referee when you have conflict in your heart. In other words, let the peace of Christ be the one who determines what's right or wrong in your heart. If you have no peace, maybe it's that you have to fix something with someone else. If you have no peace, it could be that Christ is telling you, you have a relational conflict that you need to make right, so go and make it right. Even if you feel like you have nothing to apologize for, but if you have no peace, let Christ's peace be the umpire that determines the call of who's right or who's wrong. Have you ever been at a baseball game and the referee is looking at home plate and he's real up close like this and some guy slides in and someone's trying to tag and this team's saying, out, out, the other, safe, safe. And they're all looking at the referee because it's a hard call. It's hard to distinguish, was he out or was he in? I think he tagged him first. No, I think he hit the home plate first and everybody's looking at the referee and then the referee, he makes the call, safe or out. Because he's determining in a hard call what's right or what's wrong. Relationships can become very complicated. How about it? And you think that someone offended you and that person thinks you offended them and you think they owe you an apology and you think they owe you an apology. And it gets very convoluted about who owes who an apology, who's wrong, who's right. And it gets complicated. Well, she did this 4 years ago to me, and you know, but she did this 3 years ago to me, and you did this, and I said this, and you hurt me, and I feel hurt because you did this. And it can get confusing. Sometimes you're not even sure who's mad at you or why they got mad at you because you can't keep it all straight. How about it? Some of you have large dysfunctional families and you can't remember what cousin is mad at you or not and why they were mad at you. You can't even keep it straight in your own mind. And so what the Apostle Paul says is let the peace that rules in your heart be the umpire of what's right or wrong. If your heart is at peace and you're right before God, then you're at peace. But if your heart is not at peace, then there's maybe an action that you need to take. Why? You say, well, I don't want to take an action. I want them to come groveling to me. And I want them to come on their knees begging me for forgiveness. Why do I have to be the one that takes action? And he says, because since you are members of one body, you are called to peace. Christianity would be easy if there were no other Christians, right? And it'd be easy to be a Christian if I just didn't have to deal with people. This thing would be easy if I didn't have to forgive, deal with people's attitudes. But the beauty about Christianity is it's filled with a bunch of Christians. The thing about a church like this is that you have people in this church that you would have never hung out with in the world before. But God has saved them just like he saved you, called them just like he called you. They're different. They come from the other side of the tracks. They talk different, think different. They're Sox fans, and you're a Cubs fan. And they do things this way, and you do things that way. And you say, wait a second. But the beauty of it is that we've been called to one body. Now, I've had people come into a church like this that grew up on that side of the tracks, and you were against those people, and now you come to church and you see those people in the same place, and now you got to call them bro when you didn't even like them before. The beauty about the body of Christ is he brings people from every neighborhood, class, ethnicity and kind mixes us together, and that we're all sinners that are merely saved by the grace of Jesus Christ, and we're all in this together. There's a peace and a brotherhood that God is creating. And God has called us to a unity and to a peace among each other because he wants us to reflect to the world what it means to be followers of Jesus Christ. And that is difficult, but let me explain this to you. He adds this little phrase, and be thankful. Because the fuel to having peaceful relationships and good relationships is gratitude. Gratitude fuels the engine of making peace in our relationships. Are you tracking with me? Because if you are a negative person, this is what happens. If you're not grateful, but you're negative, if you're not positive, if you're not thankful, then you're complaining. And when you begin to see people, and the first thing you see is the negative part of them, then you're gonna walk into church or a meeting or a family gathering, and the first thing is you're gonna see something that you don't like, and you're gonna fixate on what you don't like. Oh, that person. They walked in here like they own the place, nose in the air. Yeah, look at them, look at them, look at how they walk around. I know, really. Look, they got that little, look how they're dressed, like they have money, but really, I know they're bankrupt. Look at them, look at them. All acting all this and that when they're really nothing. Just fixated on the negative. We can view our relationships that way, people that way, negativity, not grateful for them. But what happens when you start viewing people in your life instead of seeing the bad in them, you see the good in them? What happens when instead of seeing the negative and complaining and what is wrong, you start seeing what is right? What happens when you start fixating on that which you give thanks to God for, because we're all imperfect human beings that are under construction? What happens when you start saying, hey, I may not like this, but I thank God for that in their life, and you start viewing people and your relationships and your coworkers and people around you, and the first thing that you see is the good and not the bad? How does that start changing your attitude? It's hard to be mad at someone that you're thankful for. And so the Apostle Paul says, and I want you to be thankful, because gratitude starts driving you down the road of peace and making your relationships right when you start focusing on what you're thankful for as opposed to what you're complaining about.
Gratitude fuels the engine of making peace in our relationships. You're listening to the Bible teaching of Mark Job. Today's message titled, The Gratitude Zone. Now, if you're reaching your golden years, as they call them, I'm sure you're thinking about what's to come and maybe even more about practical things like getting your affairs in order. Mark has word about a special resource we're offering.
Planning for retirement usually involves estate planners, savings accounts, and looking for the right community. But as Christians, the focus of our latter years shouldn't be dollar signs and zip codes. So to bring your attention back to where it belongs, I'd like to recommend a book by Billy Graham called Nearing Home: Life, Faith, and Finishing Well. With honesty and compassion, Billy Graham talks about the aches and pains of aging, the trials and triumphs of retirement, and the treasures that will actually last beyond the grave. Discover how you can leave a legacy to those you leave behind as you're nearing home. Request your copy of this insightful resource today. We'll be happy to send you a copy with a gift of any amount to support the ministry of Bold Steps. Let me just say a heartfelt thank you to everyone who supports Bold Steps. Your gifts, your donations really do warm our hearts, because you're enabling us to reach people not only in your local listening area, but really all over the country.
To give your gift today, just call 844-615-7363. That's 844-615-7363. Or connect with us online at boldstepsradio.org. or write to us at Bold Steps, 820 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. That's 820 North LaSalle, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. You can also donate online and request the book by Billy Graham when you go to boldstepsradio.org. And then don't forget, we'd also love to hear from you. If you would like to connect with our team or ask Pastor Mark a question, you can do that online at boldstepsradio.org. I'm Wayne Shepherd on behalf of Mark Jobe and the entire Bold Steps team. Have a wonderful weekend, and be sure to join us Monday when Mark continues explaining how to live in the gratitude zone by choosing an attitude of gratitude. Learn how to maintain the right mindset and continue in purposeful living. That message coming up Monday, and you'll hear it on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. Bold Steps is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.